This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Charlottesville's Hillary Holliday, who's a visiting professor of English at JMU, recently decided to describe herself on LinkedIn as writer, editor, publisher. Those three words signal that Ms. Holliday is, professionally at least, busting loose a bit.
I think I've been hiding behind the persona of English professor for far too long. And I finally decided that with my two-year visiting hitch as an English professor at JMU nearing its end, that I would step out of my old guise and just admit to myself that what I'm all about is writing. I love to teach, and I've loved my time at JMU. I care deeply about the students. But a time comes in life, as you know, I think, from your own experience, that you have to do what you have to do. And by posting that on the ubiquitous LinkedIn site, I just thought, you know, I write, I'm going to start my own publishing company, and I'm going to be the editor, and so let's tell it like it is.
You got to say, like you don't need the money, love, like you'll never get hurt. You got to dance like nobody's watching. It's got to come from the heart if you want it to work.
As far as being a writer and editor goes, Hillary Holliday has authored or co-edited 5 books. Plus, she has a biography of Beat Movement author Herbert Hunke that will come out in a couple of months. It's the publisher descriptive on LinkedIn that indicates she's busting loose. Hillary Holliday, at a time when publishing houses worldwide are pretty freaked out, is starting a publishing house of her own, Jefferson Park Press.
What could be more fascinating than flying against the tide? I've mixed metaphors for you here, flying against the tide, swimming against the tide. And just saying, let's do this. I know people who've written good books, and it's going to be so hard for them to get published. I just thought, wait a minute, I could probably do this. It would work for the several people I had in mind for my first authors. It would be wonderful fun for me, and maybe I wouldn't lose my shirt.
I'm sitting here holding an actual book that has JP on the spine for Jefferson Park Press. How did this happen?
It's a miracle, Martha.
It's called Believe in Me, a Teen Mom Story.
Yeah, Believe in Me, a Teen Mom Story by my friend Judith Dickerman Nelson. Judith and I go way back. I first met her when I was living and teaching in Lowell, Massachusetts. She was a teen mom, and she told me about her experiences in her personal life. She's also a poet. And then a few years ago, she decided to write a book about her experiences with her boyfriend and her subsequent pregnancy. Not long after she and I first started talking about her book, I said, I'll publish it.
Wow. That's not like Judy Garland making her going out in the back shed and putting on a show. How long ago did you conceptualize this?
I got serious about it about a year ago. I got the manuscript from Judith, and then I was contacted by a student at William & Mary named Josh Logson, who lives in Harrisonburg. He was looking for a summer project when he came home from William & Mary. So I thought, wait a minute, I have a summer project for you. He sent out a blast email to everybody in the English department at JMU. So I responded. I thought, I'm going to jump on this. So then I had my intern. I wanted to get a young person's perspective on this book about this young woman becoming a teen mom. And I also was curious to get a young man's perspective, too, to just get a different pair of eyes
on
the book.
So he was reading the book?
Yeah, he read the manuscript. And we didn't agree on everything. I didn't expect to. But it was so useful to have someone else who made the project real just by saying, this worked for me, this didn't work for me. I went through the manuscript at least 3 times, editing and copy editing. Josh went through it a couple times as well. He set up a preliminary website. We knew that would be important.
Did that mean you were a press when that website came out?
I think I knew that I was a press when I had an ISBN number for the first book. That's when Jefferson Park Press began to exist. I needed to have some...
You want to explain ISBN number? I just realized maybe not everybody is familiar with that.
The ISBN number is the code number on the back of the book that means that, one, it's a book, and two, that it's for sale and that you can order it from a publishing company or a distributor. And so it's what would be the equivalent of it? It's like the license plate on a car.
And they're unique to that book.
Yes. There's a company that works in cooperation with the U.S. government called Balker. And so if you Google Balker ISBN numbers, it'll pop right up. A lot of what I've done over the web. And it's a matter of just searching and finding. And then I have made some mistakes. I started with one graphic designer, and I decided that I didn't like her work. So then I went with a local designer in Charlottesville who did, a great job.
Want to mention names?
I would. The designer for the book is Lisa Wayand of Charlottesville. And I love the cover she came up with. She and I talked at length about my vision for the cover. And I wanted something that would show an image of a girl that would have an element of hopefulness. And we went back and forth a ton of times. I was very picky. I'm sure she got sick of me. But it had to be right. And she was willing to work with that, as any professional designer would be.
You have an ISBN number for your book. You have a design for your book. Where'd you print it?
Well, Lisa, my designer, did some research for me, and she found a couple of presses near Charlottesville and brought me a list of estimates. And I had sticker shock. I felt like I was going to fall off my chair. And yet I had already told Judith I was going to do this. I said, Lisa, do you think maybe you could find one more printing company just to see whether this is in the right range? And so then she found R.R. Donnelly, which is a national printing outfit, which just happens to have its book printing plant in good old Harrisonburg, Virginia. That's how things happen. They happen through serendipity and trial and error. And they are a huge company, and they were able to print the book and do an excellent job of it. My hat is off to them at a fraction of the cost of what I was prepared to pay if I had to.
No kidding. How big a run did you have?
I asked for estimates on 500 books, 750, and 1,000, and I ended up for the first run getting 750 printed. I decided I'd just go down the middle.
You got a book. How are you going to distribute it?
For my next book or books, I will try to get on with a national distributor. To do that, you need to be able to say this book will be ready 6 months in advance. I'm in a situation now where the book is already ready. Distributors are a little harder to deal with when it already exists. It actually makes sense for their promotional purposes. Mm-hmm. With that in mind, the book has to be on Amazon, and it is. So if you look for Believe in Me on Amazon by Judith Dickerman Nelson, it'll pop right up. It's there. Judith is giving readings across New England over the coming year. Judith will be participating in the Virginia Festival of the Book on March 22nd. Since this book focuses on teen pregnancy, I'm reaching out to social service groups that work with teen parents. In Judith's case, she was able to have her baby and still go to college, and she's had a great life. And it would be nice for young women who discover that they're pregnant and feel like, okay, I'll keep this baby or I won't keep it, but my life is all mixed up. It would be nice for them to be able to read her book and think, okay, my life is going to be hard, but I'm going to come through this. And if I want to go to college after I've gotten myself squared away with my child, I still can because she did it. But the web is an essential part of marketing for everybody now, and you have to be good at it. So that's part of my learning curve, is to learn how to be good at it.
What's the difference? for you and for the author in the creation of Jefferson Park Press as a publishing house and self-publishing. How is it different?
It's very different. This is my financial investment, and the profits will be mine as well. If Judith had wanted to publish her own book, she could have done that. And with e-publishing, with some web savvy, could have had a book a lot sooner than she did working through me. A vanity press is either you publish your own book and you pay for it, or you pay someone else up front to publish the book for you. And that has long been scorned. And yet there are famous people who publish their own work. And William Carlos Williams, I believe, published his first book. But there's still the feeling that for true validation as an author, you have someone else who believes in you enough to publish the work and not expect money up front. So I went into the enterprise thinking that's what I'll do. I want to at least break even. And I think once I get better at this and once I'm able to work with distributors, I will turn a profit.
What's next for Jefferson Park Press?
Well, I'm hoping to publish a collection of poems by a woman named Dolores Kendrick. And Dolores Kendrick is 85 or 86 years old. She's African-American. She's the poet laureate of Washington, D.C. She is a brilliant talent who's published 4 books. I just thought, I want to publish Dolores Kendrick. So I wrote to her, and she called me back after she got my letter, and she said, well, I've actually just finished a manuscript of new and selected poems, and I want to title it Rainbow on Fire. And I thought, that's such a cool title. So she has a JMU graduate who is her typist, who types up her handwritten manuscripts. So once the poems are all typed up, she's planning to send them to me, and we're hoping that that'll be book 2 from Jefferson Park Press.
You were the can-do kid saying, I'm going to start a publishing house. How are you feeling about how you've done?
With starting a publishing house?
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like the cartoon character who walks off the cliff and has no problem until looking down and thinking, uh-oh, there's no ground under my feet. So sometimes I feel like the cartoon character who doesn't know that yet. And then every once in a while I peek down and I think, wait a minute, how's this going to work? It's just me. But somehow everything that I've done in my career that amounted to anything, I did on a whim. I know that sounds crazy, but it's being creative, and I'm cautious by nature, but it's a combination being creative, somewhat cautious, and then thinking, it's like in tennis when you go for that big shot and you think, I'm going to hit this ball back as hard as I can, and either it flies over the fence and you lose the match, or you hit it in a way that your opponent never gets a racket on it. Sometimes you just have to go for it. It works. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, well, you went out swinging.
You got to dance, dance, dance like nobody's watching. It's got to come from the heart if you want it to work.
You'll find the Amazon link to Believe in Me, a Teen Mom's Story, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.